I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I went to the sex museum, the prostitute museum, very good.
Did you? Highly recommend. 5 stars yes, on TripAdvisor.
Yes. I just love people watching me. We were sat outside the prostitute museum just watching everybody and I loved it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I am joined by none other than Queen of the Cobbles, soap star, and all-round northern babe, it's Katie McGlynn, everybody.
Hi.
I like to introduce you like you're on a game show. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I absolutely loved that. I'm going to introduce myself like that in every room I go in now.
That's it. You see, it does kind of like set you up for a bit of disappointment for the rest of the day. Because when you're just out with your mates tonight and they go, oh, this is me pal Katie, it's not going to feel as special.
No, it's not. It's not. I'm going to have to give them a bit of a lesson. I'm going to get them to listen this on repeat.
Just give them a very, very discreet nudge. This is how I want to be introduced.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us today, mate. I'm going to dive straight in. Right. One of my favourite shows is Waterloo Road.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. And I think, like, it's a guilty pleasure of mine. And I half watched it first time around, but I think I was not a little bit young, but just, like, potentially, yeah, a bit too young to be as invested. But I started watching it again on Netflix not that long ago.
Oh, God. I'm going to die. I've not rewatched any of it.
Babe, I binged it. Like, I loved it so, so much. And I forgot I fancied Dante in that.
Oh, I think everyone did, didn't they?
But then obviously in my head, like I got like, I was like transported back to my youth and I was like, whoa, I fancied him. Well, now I'm like friends with Scott and friends with Adam and everything. And I never put two and two together. I was like, oh, God, I half fancied your brother.
You just forget, don't you?
You do.
Because I saw Adam not that long ago, actually, because we were chatting about Waterloo.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, fudge, you're Dante. Completely forgot because it was that long ago. I'm like, yeah. Oh, hi.
But then I don't fancy Adam, you know, like he's a lovely fella. I adore his wife. I fancied Dante.
Oh, yeah, there's a difference. There's always a difference.
110% there's a difference. Like, I wanted to pick your brain on this because, right, so I, like most women, fancy Thomas Shelby.
All right, yeah. Oh, God, I think everyone does as well. Yep. There's something about him.
Oh, God, oh, it's just such a
And I know
bastard.
It's not exactly 2022 to say this, but I love it when he's smoking. Like, I know that's really bad, but I find it really sexy when you smoke.
I don't know what you're going to say there. Because honestly, there's loads of things that he does that I find attractive that really aren't 2022.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I shouldn't, as a modern woman, admit, but I'm like, ooh, when he shouts or ooh, when he's violent. I'm like, what the fuck, Vicky, stop it. These are not. You're toxic, Vicky. You're toxic.
I think I'm on the same page with you, though, to be fair.
But yeah. So Thomas Shelby, 110% DTF. But is it Cillian? Cillian Murphy? I don't know how to say it. Cillian Murphy?
Cillian Murphy, yeah.
Yeah, Cillian Murphy.
I just wouldn't do it.
Nah, I wouldn't touch him with someone else's.
No, yeah, I'm exactly the same, actually. I'm trying to think of another example, to be fair. Do you know what? Do you remember in EastEnders? Do you remember Dennis? You know, like the young one played by Nigel Harmon? I don't know if you remember it, but he was like a proper badass. You felt sorry for him because he was
wounded
wounded, but then he was like really hard and fit and I was like obsessed with him.
Yeah.
But then I can't remember if I met Nigel. I can't remember. I think I seen him somewhere and I was like, oh, I don't fancy him. Oh, a bit gutted.
Yeah. It's such a thing. But like, I can fancy like Tom Hardy in his films, you know. But then I think the real life Tom Hardy, I actually think he's probably a bit boring.
No, I get that vibe as well, you know.
Yeah. Or a bit serious, like a bit... Got nothing against actors enjoying their craft and taking it seriously, but you know when they get mad thespian with it.
Oh, like, full on thespian through and through. I'd love to say I am, but, I mean, I'm just going to be honest, I'm not, am I? Like, I'm just me. Like, that's the whole point of this. I mean, my secret to on this is to be true who you are. I'd love to be a thespian, and I am in a little... instances, but I'm just hating normally.
But then that's why you're so likable. If you ever decided to have a bit of a career change, you know, if you thought, I'm done with the Cobbles, I'm done with Hollyoaks, like I'm ready for it, you'd do so well in reality TV.
Yeah,
110%, yeah, because you're so nice, normal and likable.
I think I'm just scared of being myself, because whenever I've been in this industry, I've played a character. So you know, I've had little bits and bats of being myself, you know, like bits of interviews, and obviously you can't swear on interviews and that kind of thing. So you have to hold back a little bit. But the thought of doing like proper reality TV, I just don't know what's going to come out of my mouth half the time, because I am just dead normal. I'm like, oh, fudge, I can't say that. You know, like when I'm watching something, I'll say something and I'm like, oh no, I'm not going to say that, I can't say it, you know, just silly stuff. I'm like, that sounds really bad, that, doesn't it? But my friends are like, oh yeah, well, it's just because it's us, isn't it? So I'm like, all right.
So maybe it's your first foray into the world of reality TV shouldn't be Gogglebox then.
No. Do you know what? Me and my mate watch Gogglebox, and when we're watching telly, we always say we need to do it. Obviously,
I'd love to do it.
PG.
Yeah.
But I just think the stuff that we come out with, it's just hilarious. I'm going to have to make a phone call. I'd love to do that.
Get your agent on the case.
Yeah.
I just filmed something with Rylan the other day, and obviously he's on it with his mum. Yeah. And I said to him, I said, like, oh, mate, honestly, that's... because I've ticked off quite a few bucket list reality TV shows.
Yeah.
Been busy, but that is still up there. That and the Bake Off, I'd really love to do. And I said... is it as good as it looks? He says, like, I just sit around watching TV with me mum and, like, eating snacks. He says, Vic, it's amazing. Best job ever. And I was like, oh, suspicion's confirmed. I need to do it.
You need to do it. You're like the queen of reality TV. You need to do them all, Vicky. You need to get it done.
Every single one. But you know what I did just hear? And this is, like, hot off the press. They rang me this morning and said, rang us at about 9 o'clock. And they were like, can you come and do this? Could you do this morning via Zoom at 10:30? And I was like, I've got back-to-back day of podcasts. Like, there's no way I can do it. Obviously, it was my agent relaying this information. But you want to know what they wanted us to talk about?
Thomas Shelby.
How much I fancy Thomas Shelby. I'll go on for that, definitely.
Yeah.
No, they're doing like a super I'm a Celeb, like where they collate like all of the past winners and like people who've smashed it, and they put them in one super jungle and like almost like the Hunger Games, just like with fight to the death.
That's going to be wicked.
I know. And obviously they just wanted me to say like, oh, what do you think about it? I haven't been asked or anything, God. But yeah, it's out in South Africa as well. And I've been to that jungle before. I did it for Australian TV, so I've already been out there.
Wow.
And it is amazing. So yeah, that'll be the show to end all, like whoever wins that is the ultimate reality TV star, aren't they?
Oh gosh, mate, you need to get down there and do it.
They consider this me tossing my name in the hat. My name in
the
hat?
Yes, give it a toss. Get in there, girl.
Whatever, I'm just tossing. I'm tossing it.
Yeah.
Right, I'll go back. Let's go away from reality TV back to acting. Like, Waterloo Road was obviously your first like furore into the... How old were you when you started?
I started acting professionally about 16, and then I got Waterloo about 17. I just started sixth form, so I was doing like my A levels. Did acting since I was about 8, like just in a workshop on a Saturday afternoon. My mum took me actually, because I was really shy, like painfully shy. So she took me, she's like, oh, I'll see how she is with acting, she'll make some friends. So I went in there and she was so shocked, because I think it'd only been like a couple of weeks, and then we were doing like this big showcase where I was the lead in it, and she was like, what the frig's going on? Like, what's happened to Katie? Who's that on stage? And then I come back off stage and I'm still quiet as a mouse. I just go back in my little thinking. So it was just really bizarre how it came about. But since then, I just fell in love with it. Like, there's nothing better in my head to either be in front of a camera or be on stage and get that buzz of playing somebody else. It's like playing pretend, you know, when you're a kid. I'm a bit like Peter Pan. I've just never grown up. I just love, do you know, like playing about, playing different characters, feeling different emotions. And I just love it. I just think it's so fun. And it's something that I'm really passionate about. So I don't think I'll ever stop doing it. But sorry to go back to Waterloo Road, right? So I got it. I know I go off on a tangent. This is why I'm worried about doing reality TV, because I don't shut the F up when I get started.
No, that's exactly what the one in reality TV is.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm worried about. so I was 17. I was a bit of like a bit of a bimbo back then. Long blonde hair, makeup. You know what it's like at 17, you're dead like...
Oh, God, we all did it.
Yeah, fake tangle, all of it. And then I got the audition, and I think I went through, like, six auditions for different parts because they wanted me in the show.
But they didn't know where you fit.
To put me, yeah.
Okay.
And funnily enough, I lived in Rochdale, which is where it was filmed, so I was, like, 10 minutes away.
Ooh, perfect little commute, that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I know. So that's why they just wanted to get me in. So I finally got it, and they said, but Katie, if you get this role, you're going to have to cut your hair off and dye it brown. And I was like, oh, fudge it, yeah, do it. I don't care, I just want the part. I want the part, do it, do it. It turns out, so they cut all my hair, all like dislodged, they put grease in it, and it was like a horrible, dirty, wish-washy brown. It wasn't a nice brown. And then I was on TV, like, under my nails, no makeup. Well, I had makeup on to make me look worse. My boobs like strapped to my chest. I looked like a lad. My stunt double, because I had to be like sick on a BMX and I'm shit at riding bikes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just really, I can ride a horse, but a bike, I'm just proper clumsy. I'm just shit.
So and you actually had a stunt double?
Yeah. I had a stunt double at the beginning because she does like loads of kooky tricks. Mm. And it was a lad and he had bigger thighs than I did. And I was just like, well, this is a confidence booster. I'm having my first stunt double's a boy.
Right, quick one. If you still had the stunt double, Katie, what would you get them to do for you? If you could just be like, oh, I don't want to do this today, what would be the top thing you'd get your stunt double to do? I feel like I definitely send my stunt double to the post office for me. I hate the post office.
Oh, I get him doing everything. Literally everything.
I love how he's still a he.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'd just have him. I'd have him empty the dishwasher. You can have a girl now, Katie. It's make-believe.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, that's a relief. I've been wanting a girl stunt double for so long. No, do you know what? I'd get them to do everything. Food shop, I hate going to the food shop. It's just so mundane. I just hate walking in there and it's like, right, you know, like, well, you know when you're trying to eat clean and diet from time to time, it's like, fucking hell, it's just boring, isn't it? It's the same stuff all the time.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I always get I get really distracted, so I'll wander around and it'll start your blueberries and your kale and you know your eggs, and by the end, like, you know, I'm lashing in like the Ben and Jerry's and the Chicago towns, and
when it's on offer as well, you just can't not.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. No.
Honestly, I'm terrible. I'm better off doing it online because then I don't get distracted by all of the sweet.
I'm exactly the same. Exactly. Yeah. I like your thinking. exactly the same. But okay, yeah, Waterloo Road were fun, but I remember it was quite interesting because I was doing my A-levels and I came into the exam room and nobody had seen me with different hair. And so I walked in with this disgust, with white roots because I'm naturally quite fair.
Yeah,
so I just looked mental. So I just went in there and I just caught everyone staring at me like, that was. We got a new student, like an exchange. I'm like, hey, and I was still quite shy at the time, so I was a bit embarrassed. But then I thought, oh, feck it, I'm gonna actually do a job that I love. Yeah. And then I came home, and my mother was on holiday when I got my hair done. Obviously, she knew about it.
Yeah,
she walks in and she absolutely shit herself. Swear to God, she went, fuck, oh, Katie, scared the life out of me then, bloody hell. What have you done to your hair? I said, Mum, I told you I'm getting it done for Waterloo Road. And she was like, oh, yeah, you did, yeah. So how's it going? Nice one. But yeah, it was so much fun. And this is, it's going back to the kind of theme that I was going for this podcast was to be true to who you are. Yeah. Like, I just kind of think, I've been on telly looking like absolute death, literally. So there's just no airs and graces. I am who I am. Like on the red carpet, I try and do the whole posy thing, which I'm shit at. I can't do that.
I try
and look nice when I want to look nice, but I am just who I am, and that's it.
I half nearly pass out on the red carpet because I forget to breathe. I'm that nervous. Like I'm holding my tummy. I'm holding my tummy indefinitely, you know, like I'm only human. And
yeah,
I preach about body positivity and I mean it. I want all the love the skin we're in, but it's so difficult in that one moment where you know the pics are going to be everywhere to just like embrace the tum. So I'm holding my breath in. I'm nervous. Like I'm everything. And after about a minute, I'm like, shit, I forgot to breathe. I get so lightheaded.
I do.
So you started, obviously bits and pieces when you were younger, the workshops and stuff, but to start at 16 and get your first paid professional job on a big show at 17 must have been like super nerve-wracking, mate. Or were you just fucking excited?
I was so excited because I've been wanting it for so long. It was kind of a little pinch me moment. And when I first got there, I didn't really speak to anybody because I was that nervous. When I get nervous, I either don't shut up or I just don't speak.
There's nothing in between.
So I just remember just being mesmerised by it all. And obviously because I met the cast, like Chelsea Healy were there, I didn't see Adam the first time I went there. And I just remember seeing them and I was like, I'm actually on telly, I'm going to be on Waterloo Road, like what do I do?
Yeah.
But then I just went for it. As every scene, I just listened to the director, I'm a proper geek. I just do what they tell me and I'm just... Yeah, whatever. And I just went for it and I learned because I didn't have a clue what I would do it.
Yeah.
Because I'd never been professionally trained. I'd never been to drama school. I'd been to a drama club every Saturday, which is incredible, actually. There's been so many good actors to come from that workshop.
Really?
Like Jenny McAlpine, Nikki Sanderson, Helen Flanagan. We all went to Carol Godby's workshop. Yeah, Sam Aston. So many people have been to this workshop every Saturday, and I went there without fail. Like when all my mates were getting drunk, you know, like with a bottle of cider on the street corner, I was
the good
like,
old days.
Yeah, the good old days. I was up at like 9 a.m. every morning to go to my drama class on Saturday. So because I knew that I wanted it when I got there, I didn't really think too much about being on actual TV. It was more the sense that I'd made it and got the break to actually do what I love to do.
Okay.
But when it first came on and I watched the first scene, I nearly threw up. Because I hate watching it.
Out of nerve?
No, just watching it because I was just like, this is so cringe when you watch yourself on telly. But I'm quite lucky because I just think, oh, it's not me, it's Scout, it's Jodie Allen, it's not me. So that's how I watch things like that.
Yeah.
Whereas reality TV, I don't know how, do you watch yourself back when you've been doing it? I couldn't do that.
So
I'd die.
When you said that there, like, I thought, God, it's a really difficult one. Because I get it, like, footballers watch game tapes back, you know, see how they can improve, see where they let themselves down, see whether they'll be better next week. But I really struggle to watch anything I've done. And like, to this day, I haven't ever watched myself on TV. I tell you what, I did a show once. Tom Davies had the show called Murder and Successful, and I played myself, but everyone else was acting in it. It was amazing. But I once got pissed with my mate who wouldn't stop going on about how good he thought I was in it. He's like, let's put it on. So I half watched that drunk, and it's been the only thing I've ever watched that I was able to watch myself in. Because, yeah, mate, I know it's me. And if I pull my face weird or I say something that's cringy or I look a state, I know it's me. I can't say, I'd love to say, like, oh, that was the character I created for that particular scene. Fuck off.
But Vicky, you are like the queen of reality TV. Everyone loves you. So I understand it, because I don't like watching scenes unless I know I have to. Yeah, but like in the early stages, I watched everything to go, oh, I'm doing that wrong, I'm doing that right, what do I do kind of thing. But you yourself, like, you've done so well, you're so successful. So I just... if you don't want to watch it, just be like, well, everyone else thinks I'm in. Anyway, I don't need to watch it. That's everyone how I see it, how it is. Yeah, everyone else has watched it. I don't need to.
I honestly do want to get to the point, like, not in terms of like the TV as such now, but I listened to some of a podcast of mine back the other week, and I read somewhere, you know, your first podcast is going to be shit and your first book is going to be terrible and your first interview is going to be crap, but you will never get to being as good as you are at your 100th unless you take that step. I half listened to one back because I thought this is a step I need to take, and I have never noticed, Katie, how much I say like. Do you know, like, when you're... And I fucking listen to myself say it on the podcast about a million times. So I'm just going to take this opportunity to apologise to all of the Secret 2 listeners for saying like so much. It must be so painful and annoying. I really apologise. But
it's endearing.
I am trying to
get better. Like, it's endearing though, isn't it? Like,
you're too nice. You're welcome back anytime, mate. You say all the right things. So do you then? I know you said you used to watch yourself back. Mm. Do you still now, or are you in a place where you're really comfortable with your performance?
I think it totally depends on what it is. Mm. Like all the cancer storyline on Corrie, I had to watch it because I needed to see. I didn't want to, because we'd been through it once. I didn't want to go through it again. So certain stuff I couldn't watch. It took me a while to watch because I thought, do you know what? It's already been done. I don't need to watch it back. I can't do anything else. But leading up to it, I did, because I thought, I need to get this right. But I think on Hollyoaks, I don't think I've watched many stuff on Hollyoaks, because and Corrie, like, apart from the cancer stuff, I didn't really watch it because I thought, I've already been and done it. There's no point me watching it and just fudging myself over, thinking like you were saying, really, I look minging, what face am I pulling? You know, I
just
chime in now and
yourself,
again. Yeah, you are torturing yourself. So I chime in now and again to kind of see what my mates are doing in the show, and just to make sure I'm not doing anything like, do you know, like mental. But I don't enjoy it. Funnily enough, my friend, he sounds similar to yours. Yeah. He makes, whenever we get drunk and I've got like my friends around or whatever, he makes everybody watch the same stuff. I did this I did this short film when I was in between Walk the Road. I were only 17.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I was shitting it, because it was that long ago. It was like 12 years ago or something.
You were still learning your craft, girl.
I was still learning. Like you're saying, Waterloo Road, there's no chance in hell I'm going to watch that, because I was learning at that time and I cringe. You know, like when people send me little clips. Anyway, my friend makes everybody watch this domestic violence film, and I'm just sat there like,
fuming.
Good party, innit? Yeah. Yeah, that's me. 10 years ago, I'll just go and die now. It's just cringe.
Oh, mate. But then, do you know what? I bet you, he thinks he's really proud of you, does he?
He is. Yeah. And he's so sweet and lovely. And, you know, he is an amazing guy, and I love him. And I love him for it. It's just hilarious.
Just kills the vibe of the party, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Yeah,
just a bit. So, last question on Waterloo Road. You can tell I'm an absolute fan girl, but we'll move on. But it's coming back, obviously, isn't it?
Yes.
Would you want to make a return? Do you think there's space? Like, what's the crack?
Do you know what? I'll be honest. I'd love to. It's where I started my career. I've always got a soft spot for Waterloo Road. I think it's such an amazing show of its time as well. Like, there's so many people that love it. And kids come up to me now, even before it's come back on, and they're like, oh, they love it. They like proper fangirl over it. And I just think it's such a good show.
I do, mate. And I think the space, like, so, just, like the space for things like that, Grange Hill, Biker Grove, like, I want them all to come back, maybe.
Yes, all I do. I do. I think they should. We should start a petition.
Yeah. Do you know what else I want right now? I'm on a roll here. I want London's Burning to come back. I want Heartbeat to come back. Can you
remember? Heartbeat. Do you know what? One Heartbeat. Of my I had to pinch me because one of the first times I joined Waterloo, I went to Denise's ball, Denise Welsh, and I thought, oh, there's Denise Welsh. I'm meeting everyone. Trisha Penrose was sat on my table. I was buzzing. I was like, oh my gosh, Heartbeat, I love her, this is amazing.
She's the barmaid, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I remember being like, what must have only been, and I'm sure loads of my listeners can as well, like 10, 11, and thinking she was the coolest chick. Oh, yeah. Like all of her outfits behind that bar, she was so sassy. Yes. I wanted to be when I grew up. No, she was an icon. I would have lost my shit at that ball as well. Katie, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you in part one. Part two, we're going to do Corrie, we're going to do Strictly, and I'm going to get your secret too.
Wicked.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.